When mainframes were the only game and stretched from wall to wall, the computer center took up half of engineering hall. We punched our cards of Hollerith and sometimes had to laugh that the error statement printout took an hour and a half. And it was if, then, do, loop, subroutine, go to. Let them code in Fortran like the science hackers do. That's your part. They finally put a terminal at each laboratory, a clunky clanky KSR, a Model 33. We timeshared over data lines, so who could ask for more? We stored our code on paper tape and kept it in a drawer. And it was if, then, do, loop, subroutine, go to. Let them code in Fortran like the science hackers do. The dedicated MIDI was a most amazing sight. The boot routine was so obscene it kept you up all night. Initializing toggle switches, pain in all our necks, but at least it made us learn to count in octal and in hex. If, then, do, loop, subroutine, go to. Let them code in Fortran like the science hackers do. I built my own machine, you should have heard me cuss when I tried to catch a ride on the S-100 bus. I was grateful for the storage, but one thing I'll never get is attempting random access on an audio cassette. If, then, do, loop, subroutine, go to. Let them code in Fortran like the science hackers do. I remember feeling like the luckiest man alive when my supervisor bought me my first 8-inch floppy drive. We learned to work in CPM, it wasn't such a loss, with 2K for the system. And then along came DOS. If, then, do, loop, subroutine, go to. Let them code in Fortran like the science hackers do. The Metacropolis Metafloppy really took my breath away. Single-sided, single density, 160K. The old dog microprocessor began to learn new tricks. PC, XT, AT, RT, RISC, and something 86. If, then, do, loop, subroutine, go to. Let them code in Fortran like the science hackers do. Now floating point arithmetic is something of a scam. Thanks to Windows XP Pro, I see how fortunate I am. That memory is cheap and I no longer have to beg. What used to take 640K now eats 500 meg. If, then, do, loop, subroutine, go to. Let them code in Fortran like the science hackers do. The operating system for the Macintosh is built around a Unix kernel, so the users feel no guilt. The system never crashes, so what did Apple do? Abandon the G4 for an Intel CPU. If, then, do, loop, subroutine, go to. Let them code in Fortran like the science hackers do. My latest network server has a terabyte hard drive. Along it clips 1,000 MIPS, it's practically alive. It's Wi-Fi to the internet, but life is not all smiles. For a user I have never met has just erased my files. If, then, do, loop, subroutine, go to. Let them code in Fortran like the science hackers do. And now that there's a PC for every desk at home, I marvel at how rapidly and far it all has grown. As I think back to systems past, you know it really hurts that my students pack more power in the pockets of their shirts. If, then, do, loop, subroutine, go to. Let them code in Fortran like the science hackers do. A week ago, last Saturday, I got a pleasant call. They just installed the Super Cray in engineering hall. They ran my simulation and I really had to laugh, 'cause the error statement printout took an hour and a half. Loop, subroutine, go to. Let them code in Fortran like the science hackers do.